train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Yes, good evening, good evening, good evening. You're listening to Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Reggae Bob. This is a weekly program where we play and talk about and advocate and inform the people who are locked down or in prisons around the Portland, Salem, Oregon Nation Network and their families. Try to keep them going, keep them strong until they get released from prison. And if they will never be released, well, hey, try to keep them on a good, strong line. Okay, gonna have some folks calling in tonight. Talk about things. Weather's bad in Portland. I know it's bad in Salem, too. Bad in McMinnville. Bad in Sheridan. But hey, we want you to keep your spirits up. Keep it going. Because, hey, your families want to see you again out here for sure, for sure. In 2 weeks, we're going to have a visit, not even a visit, but a sit down with the Western Prison Project as a group of folks. Oh, we'll tell you who they, what they are. The Western Prison Project exists to coordinate a progressive response to the criminal justice system and to build a grassroots multiracial movement that achieves criminal justice reform and reduces the over-reliance on incarceration in the western states of Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Utah, Wyoming, and Nevada. And I don't see California on there. It must be a thing all to itself. California, big, big state for sure, for sure. Yes, indeed, Prison Pipeline and some folks were still surprised earlier this week, hadn't got the news that the founder of the program, the Divine One, Miss Ann Rose Pierce, passed away last month, December. So I'm going to be holding down the show for a while, and a couple other folks are going to be coming on, and the Prison Pipeline show will continue for sure, for sure. Okay, we just got through December. That's the month when the visits and the gifts and the families supposedly hook up during the holidays. I hope some people did. Hope some people did get down there, see your families. If you got people that are in locked away, they really need to see you. They need to know that you care. Okay. Ann Rose Pierce's prison project called After 17 Years. We're still looking into the family running that organization, and I might get involved in it a little bit more myself. They have a campaign called Tie a Yellow Ribbon Campaign. And what that is members of After 17 Years, they have caring people around the globe who are wearing yellow ribbons to commemorate the release dates of their friends and loved ones. And we are doing this for two reasons. One, it tells the inmates that we welcome them back into society. And two, it gives the wearers of the yellow ribbons a chance to raise public consciousness regarding the fact that inmates are human beings and that they need acceptance upon release. I write the name. This is the person putting this yellow ribbon campaign together. I write the name and release date of the prisoner on the ribbon I wear, then pin it on the wall in my office at the end of that day. Also, as a memorial yellow ribbon wall. If a prisoner dies while incarcerated, His or her ribbon is pinned there as a symbol of their freedom. It also serves as a reminder of their spirit and our love for them. Charmaine Mandel became the global ambassador for the Yellow Ribbon Campaign in October of 1998. And she now has a website just for that campaign. You can find out more about Charmaine and her book. Her book is entitled Remember Tomorrow. See the Yellow Ribbon Wall and find out more about the campaign soon. So, if you go search for a Yellow Ribbon Campaign or Charmaine Mandel, you can find out more about the Yellow Ribbon Campaign. And they're in the process of moving the website and all that good stuff. Yes, indeed. Got to let the people know, let your family know you really care about them. That's what keeps people going. We're going to have some words of wisdom coming up in a few minutes from somebody who knows just what that's like to be on the inside, needing family, needing friends and support to send it down to you, send some love and down to you. Okay, we're going to do a little featured artist tonight, B.B. King. He knows about the system a little bit. He knows what's going on, so we're going to play a little bit of B.B. King tonight. We're going to do some live at San Quentin. We're going to do Nobody Loves You But My Mama. And another one going to end the show just a little bit. A little bit here and there. I hope it's okay. People need to hear. This is dedicated to all of y'all down there, men and women. Here's a little bit of BB for you. This is KBOO Prison Pipeline. Dedicated to the and for the prisoners, the inmates, and their families, and the folks who could help make it better.
I once lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, I didn't care. Always taking my friends out for a good time. Champagne, gin, and wine. But just as soon as my dough got low, I couldn't find a friend, no place I go. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna squeeze it and squeeze it till the eagle grins. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In your pocket, not one penny. Your friends, you haven't any.
Yes, yes, that's how it is sometimes, really. That's really how it is. But hey, before the show's over, keep listening, y'all. We're going to finish it up big time, spiritually lifting Mr. B.B. King. You know, it's just the facts, Jack. It's just the facts. When you get to that position you're in, a lot of folks don't care about you anymore. They don't write you. They act like they don't know you. So, hey, it's so important. It's all about the individual. No matter how many organizations, no matter how many programs, hey, it's all about the individual. So as long as you can, stay strong, stay healthy. Oh, my gosh. And when you come back out of there, you'll be doing good things. If it's for nobody else, it's for yourself. For you, for you, for you. Okay, up next, we got our weekly report from Mumia Abu-Jamal. You know, his hearing's coming up very soon. I think it's next week. I'm going to look into that. I'll have a report next week. I'll make a note. Mumia Abu-Jamal, his hearing is coming up. They're going to look at three different points of his conviction where it looks like there's some serious, serious proof that Mr. Mumia might be released. So we'll see what happens on that. But first, we have his weekly report. Here's Mumia Abu-Jamal speaking about the legend, the man, Mr. Lou Rawls.
Ancestors were kings of old. They ruled the world. The late Lou Rawls, 1936-2006. His smooth voice, laced with Chicago-bred soul, and his down-home delivery explains why he has sold over 40 million albums. His songs were mostly ballads, love croonings, mixed with occasional social commentary, as deep and as rich as that wonderful sound of his. Lou Rawls, after nearly 70 years of life, sings no more. But though he may be here no longer, his voice, his soulful singing, will continue to be a global presence for generations. His hits like Tobacco Road, You'll Never Find, Love is a Hurtin' Thing, Groovy People, and Natural Man found homes in the music collections of millions. His impassioned singing went straight to the heart. Even though I acquired Tobacco Road shortly after its release and thought it was a hit, a hidden, lesser-known gem caught my ear. In the cut, My Ancestors, one found a Lou Rawls that was rarely featured on Top 40 or even urban radio. Yet, when news came of his passing, these lyrics leapt back to memory, flooding back from over a quarter of a century with the poignant refrain, My ancestors were kings of old. They ruled the world and all of its gold. But look at me, oh, look at me, look at me. My ancestors would fight the sun before they bowed down to anyone. Oh, but look at me, oh, look at me. Look at me. His lyrical juxtapositions between the glories of black antiquity compared with the emptiness of the present tore at the soul. In songs such as these, Lou Rawls expressed his pride in black folks and African origins, themes that were by no means common then or now. His later work over the past two decades consisted not only of his trademark music, but of his prodigious fundraising telethons for the United Negro College Fund, raising over $200 million for black colleges. In the age of soul and R&B, Lou Rawls made wonderful, memorable music. It will be remembered for ages to come. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. My ancestors would fight the sun before they bow down to anyone.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
Yes, indeed. Sounds like Mumia is in a little bit of a good mood these days. Did you hear that? Singing. Singing some serious songs. Yes, indeed. All right, Mumia Abu-Jamal. Talking about the passing of the late, great Mr. Lou Rawls. We're going to miss him. We're going to miss him. Yes, indeed. Okay. It is quarter till the hour. Thank you for being here this evening. We have a guest going to schedule to call in. Hopefully he does. Short notice, as we do here a lot. It's a show in progress because nobody could do this just like Admiral's Pierce could do it. So we get people and guests and stories down. And we want folks to let us know, families and inmates, let us know what you want us to know, what you want to hear from us, what you want us to do and play for you, because this show is for you. Okay, we got something coming up here, a story about some not-so-nice things happening down in Salem. So that's going to be coming up in a bit. But first, part two of a little tribute we're doing today with Mr. B.B. King. Here's a little bit, just a little bit of live from San Quentin. Live from San Quentin. Hey, it's for y'all. It's B.B. King and it's KBOO, Prison Pipeline.
B.B. King and his band come all the way out here to entertain you guys here at San Quentin.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I bid you welcome and good afternoon. And now, I'd like to present to you Mr. B.B. Gang.
So we kind of wonder, we're going to try to find out, what does it take to get somebody, to get a group or a foursome or some spiritual rappers, you know, just some heads up type rapping down to one or two or three of the prisons down there. Because it's something that happens on a pretty regular basis other places. I don't know about Oregon. I don't know what we could do about that. Okay, there was a story back in December at the Salem Statesman newspaper down in Salem. They were talking about some incidents that's been happening down there that's not very good. It says, there's a story quoted December the 4th, 2005, says, earlier this year, there was a story in the Statesman Journal on the passage of Senate Bill 89. Which outlaws sex between corrections officers and prisoners. The article includes a number of reported incidents involving women prisoners who have been coerced into having sex while in state custody. And there's some comments to the Statesman Journal about the passage of the bill. Hopefully that stuff gets just done, gets taken care of, cut it all out. That's something that should never be happening. Hopefully that the people's involved are taken care of and punished just like any other person would be punished. That is something that should just not even happening, for sure. For sure. Ladies, hope it's not happening to you. Keep it strong. Keep straight up. You got to keep spirit up. Make sure you never let them get you down there again. Don't let it happen. Don't even let it happen. My goodness. Okay, we talked about the Yellow Ribbon campaign earlier. Talking about that. You can check that out on the web, Yellow Ribbon campaign. And the very, very good thing talked about, keeping prisoners on our minds on a daily basis. Families, friends. Okay. Alrighty, up next we're talking about Supermax prisons. Supermax prison. I just recently found out a Supermax prison. A little bit here. It is time to speak out on behalf of all U.S. prisoners enduring torture in Supermax and other prisons with solitary confinement in their control units. More and more states are building Supermax, that is a prison within a prison, prisons, and converting existing prisons into Supermax facilities, abandoning all attempts at rehabilitation. You will find more information on this subject on my, Ann Rose Pierce, on Ann Rose Pierce Prisoner Advocacy page and on Portland Indy Media, this website. And follow the links to Prisons Prisoners page and click on the Conditions button. And it'll give you the article about the Supermax facilities. You also find a variety of other information about prison and prisoners on that site. Yeah, that's just not right. Oh, Ann Rose Pierce's website. Let me tell you how to get to it. What you do is you go www.arpofasy.freeyellow.com. That's A-R-P, like Andrews Pierce. A-R-P-O-F-A-S-Y. Stands for after 17 years. ARPOFASY.freeyellow.com. That's how you get to Andrews Pierce website. Like I said, I think the family's still working with it. I think they still has a family doing the lettering and the advocacy. But we're going to find out for sure during the course of the week. Try to keep things going. Oh, yes, yes. It's not easy. It's not easy for sure. Divine Person will be missed. He's already missed. And, hey, we'll try to keep it going here. Also, you've heard Mumia Abu-Jamal, his piece there about Mr. Lou Rawls passing. And inspirational to Mumia. Inspirational to him, which is what it takes. You take whatever thought of the day or the thought of the week, whatever it takes to keep you going. Just stay strong through the rest of the week, through the rest of the day, one day at a time, y'all. One day at a time, and you will be back here with us, working, growing, living, doing good things. That's what we're talking about. Okay, up next, a little bit of B.B. King with Eric Clapton. Because we know that one day you'll be back with us. Oh, yes, hold on, hold on. Hold on, we're coming. Prison Pipeline. KBO. King, Eric Clapton, hold on, I'm coming. Yes, indeed. And as promised, we have our guest on the line. We're going to finish up the show. Finish up the show with the gentleman coming right up. Just a couple more buttons to push. And a special guest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good evening, good evening. And tell us, sir, who you are, please.
First, giving honor to God, who is my overseer. My name is Robert McDonald. I'm a survivor through the correctional institution as well as my neighborhood, Northeast Portland. And I just feel very blessed to be on the line with you tonight. And first, I want to tell you, I'm not what I should be, but I'm not what I used to be.
Amen. Amen.
And so I'll let you take it from there.
Yes, yes. Now, Robert, we were speaking, you know, nobody could tell a story and even get close to telling the story as somebody who's been on the inside of the system, who's been on the other side of those gray bars. This type of weather, Robert, we got the rain, we got the nasty weather, it's cold. What kind of stuff kept you up, kept you going, kept you inspired to stay strong and to one day, you know, be in the position you're in today?
Well, one of the things, I was housed out at the Ontario Correctional Institution out as far as you can go out towards Oregon, okay? If you go ten steps farther, you'll be in Idaho.
Wow.
So one of the things, when I first was down, I kept on going back and forth to the hole because I wasn't using what I had in me.
Yeah.
Because I was down there, correction officers didn't know people of color, you know, and anything we did and said, they thought we was being disrespectful to them, you know.
Mm.
And so I knew, and I was taking myself back and forth to the whole segregation, and every time I did that, I was taking myself farther away from home.
Oh, man.
Because every time you go to the go to the segregation, you'll lose about 13 days from going home.
Oh, man.
So I got enough of that, you know. And so I just start, you know, saying, well, these people are who they are, and you can't change the correction officers and DOC. You know, you can't do that. They're going to be, you know, what they think they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, you have to work with the inside of yourself to make it better. And don't get me wrong, prayer helps. Prayer helps, you know.
Okay.
And so then I started hooking up with the young lady who I've been married to now for 5 years.
Hey, congratulations.
You know, I knew her before I went in, but I ended up marrying her when I got out.
Now, did she visit you, or did you guys keep in contact?
She visited me. I remember not long ago, me and you was hooked up together at what's that cafe on MLK?
Mother Dear's. The other place. Yes. Coffee shop. Okay.
Yeah, the little coffee shop, and you were talking about that bus going down to Ontario, you know, down, you know, working with that bus line, and that's what she was coming down on, you know, and it helped.
Ah, okay.
It helped, you know, it helped for you young men, as well as you young ladies, to get somebody while you're down there, no matter what they look like, because what look good to you ain't always good for you.
Yes.
You know, you're looking for somebody who got a family and whatever. It'll help you be responsible when you get out.
Yes. But Robert, the only thing about this radio show here, it's only 30 minutes, man. We got to get you on here earlier in the show, get some more information. So, Robert, how about some words of wisdom to finish out the show with? If somebody's in there locked down, if they're feeling a little down, if they got a lot of time to spend
Keep your head up, because good things come to those who wait. We done what we done to get us there, and now quit looking behind you and focus on who you are and what you do and not what somebody else wants you to do and be all you can be, because it'll help you be that much stronger when you get out.
Oh, man. Robert, thank you very much, man, as usual. Robert, you're part of the family for sure, man, and appreciate
you being
there.
And I'm not going to tell you to get with one of your I'm not going to tell you to get with Highland or no other family church, but get with somebody who people like us who works together. You know, get with somebody who you can help be responsible with.
Amen.
All right, well, thank you for having me on. Much love to everybody. And before I get off, it's a whole bunch of brothers and sisters coming up out that institution. When you come out, stay out.
That's right.
When you come out and stay out in the world, in this community, don't owe you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Owe you nothing.
You tell them, Mr. Mack. Okay, Robert.
Much love, my brother.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
See you
Thanks
soon.
For having me on.
See you
and
soon,
you
bro.
I'm real good tonight.
Right on. Thank
How
you.
How much
bro.
You get paid for doing this show?
I'll tell you next week. See you later.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
Yes, sir. A community member, Robert McDonald. He's been there. He's done that. And he's back on track big time. Okay. That's Prison Pipeline for this week. Up next, one of those lovely, lovely ladies, either Amanda's Jams or Clemmy's Grooves. My bad for not knowing, but you know it's going to be good. We're out. Peace. See you next week on Prison Pipeline. Yes, indeed.